Greetings, fellow Slingit agents in the wild. Welcome back to another installment of Little Treasures. So first, let's get something out of the way. I realize that the episode title of what you're listening to right now says episode 4. And you're going to hear me say in just a few moments, episode 3. I understand that. All that to say is, no, these are not out of order, nor have you missed an episode. The prologue for this season was supposed to be the epilogue for the previous season. I know it's probably seems more convoluted than it really needs to be, but anyways, episode 1 of this season actually ended up being Sammy's prologue. So, before we begin, as always, we have a few shout-outs. I love these shout-outs. Please, write into the show at Roll the Hard 20 over on our YouTube channel, because I love to get these things out to you guys. I got an older one from the After Action Report from last season from Of Steam, Steel, and Murder, who stated, "Fantastic run-through. Pulling back the curtains with these action reports gives a lot of insight into how you run the games and the thinking of the players at the table. It's a great way to show off the craft of GMing and playing. Thank you, SSM. I always look forward to doing the After Action Reports. It gives me an opportunity to answer questions the Hardslingers may have that might have seemed a little meta while playing. And it also lets me clue them in on where some of my ideas may have evolved. It's just a different kind of back and forth than when we're normally playing. So, and I think everybody can get the gist of that while they're listening to them. It is one of my favorite parts of putting a season together. Love that peel back. Next we have from Tom Austin 303, who commented on Little Treasures episode 3. "Just what I needed for my weekend listening. The Hardslingers of yore, as Spider Robbins said. What's your scotch, please? Yeah. While you're all on hiatus, I was packing up my house, so I listened to a ton of the old stuff. Dragon's Demand, Salt Marsh, Harrowstone. Great to have you back again." Well, I'm glad we're still getting some mileage out of these older seasons, Tom. That brings a smile to my face. I'm glad you're back with us and listening to our latest outing. Now, I don't want this intro to go any longer than it has to, so as always, and scotch is a great drink, by the way, let's warm up our dice and top off our glass as Roll the Hard 20 presents episode 4 of our Little Treasures run through. Enjoy.
I was just telling Ryder I really liked that episode.
You there, Tom?
I'm here.
Oh. You really liked the episode? Cool.
All right, we're not even done yet. I'm enjoying this. It's going pretty good. Are we getting close, bro, or we got another couple hours?
Oh, we've got a couple of hours, but I mean, this will be the last one for tonight, so.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, everything's going well. I'm going to go to Troy's for dinner tonight.
You bastard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, damn right.
Damn. Should never said that. Now I'm hungry. I'm like really hungry. I want a burger. I don't even know where to go get a burger around this place anymore.
Yep. See, that's the thing. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Got me thinking about it now, and I'm in like, yeah, you know what? I think now's a good time. Go get a burger from Troy's.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time to do it.
Yeah. It'll be done. We'll be done by 5. So, yeah, plenty of time.
All right. Well, let's lead us in, and we'll get this underway. Greetings, fellow slingers. Welcome back to Roll the Hard 20. It is I, your trusted handler, Brian, with me, my hard slingers of yore.
Don't trust the janitor.
Don't trust him. He's a dirty bastard. That gimpy fucking bastard. So last episode, you found yourselves at Abby's Little Treasures daycare, where you inquired of Miss Abigail Murphy as to little Maggie. And you got to meet a few of the employees there. You got to chase down one of the employees there. I'm not going to recap the whole thing other than say you guys are currently on your way to follow up with the Stevens. And it is their child, little Maggie, who is the most recently abducted. Odesso, you and each walked up to the door. One of the things you notice is that the house is in a state of dilapidation. You notice that the registration on the vehicle is past due. You notice cracks in the window. Even though this is a beautiful two-story house and it's got the Lexus 450 SL, you see that a lot of the yard work is unkempt. And you made an interesting observation.
Yeah, apparently the registration on the car has expired, but their kid has only gone missing 3 days ago. So as the very able Each has pointed out, timeline's not lining up. This kind of reflective grief shouldn't have manifested itself so quickly because, you know, it takes time to kill off landscape by neglect. It takes time for a registration to expire, and I'll bet there's more things that we'll come to note as we get closer and examine it.
Well, you guys had knocked on the door. You heard the door unlock. The handle turns, and the door opens up, and you see standing before you a tall man, sandy blonde hair, a couple of days' growth on his face. He's wearing a t-shirt, jeans, slippers, and he just looks at the two of you and says, "What can I do for you? I already gave my report to the register the other day when they were asking me questions."
I understand, sir. We're special agents, Adesso and Kimura. We'd like to ask you a few more questions. We've done some profile workups because of the number of disappearances in this region, so perhaps you could, if you will, tolerate us to ask you a few more questions.
Why not? Come on in. And he just lets the door open all the way, and he turns his back on you and starts walking into the house. What do you want to do while you're falling into the house?
Close the door, and I'd like to... Is he still in the room with us, or is he just walking just ahead of us?
Yeah, he's just walking ahead of you. At this point, you could see that shoulders kind of slump forward. He looks like a man that at one point probably took care of himself. I mean, even after a couple of days, you're not really atrophying, but he just looks defeated. He walks in about 15 feet and turns to the right towards the living room, and at that point, you see the dining room table off to the left, and you see that there's a couple of empty cans, a half-finished bottle of Woodford, and you see a stack of unopened mail. As he passes the table, he grabs one of the beer cans and walks into the living room and just plops down on the couch.
Is there a Mrs. Stevens around as well, or is she no longer living at this address?
Well, it's a matter of observation, Agent. I mean, she's either paying the madam or slapping the detective. Pick one.
Detective, I assume you mean Detective Wallace?
Yeah. Yeah,
she's... And who's this madam that you were mentioning?
That'd be Madam Sullivan over at Madam Sullivan's Scrying Eye. My wife's been spending a lot of time and money over there, hoping that the madam can find Maggie. Yet, every time she comes back, she always says the same thing. Sullivan believes Maggie has transcended to a higher dimension, but there's a dark cloud blocking her. At this point, he takes a giant pull from the can and just kind of crunches it and just tosses it to the carpet.
I don't blame you. That's a load of hogwash.
Well, Kathleen seems to think it's helping, yet Mags has yet to be... back in her bed, safe and sound.
You know, we're here to find her.
Mags was an amazing child. No fuss. Slept through the night, but the second week, ate all of her fucking greens and taken from her bed at night. What the?
She got taken from your house here? This house here?
We locked the doors every night, but we didn't have a damn alarm.
What floor was she sleeping on?
Second floor, like all the rooms there on the second floor.
Do you believe the person who took her came in through the front door here, or was she taken out of her window? Or we're here to help you, sir. Any information you can give us,
I don't will get know. Us. I'm not the on one the that's right charging path. $400 per reading. I can't. I don't know what happened.
Could you show us her bedroom?
Yeah, yeah. He starts pushing himself off the couch, and he leads you up the staircase.
I'll grab him another beer while we're going, and when we get up there, I'll hand it to him. I have a feeling he's going to need it.
Yeah, he gets about two stairs from the top. He stops, and he looks at you each, and he takes the can from you, and he's like, I can't go up anymore. I've been sleeping on the couch. I can't even go up here anymore. And he points to the far room on the right, on the landing. He cracks the beer and turns around, looks down the stairs, but he doesn't go down. He's drinking it. He could tell the man's lost in thought.
Tell you what, why don't you just sit here? Each is going to, let you know, put his, if the guy doesn't seem resistant, you know, put his hand on his back and give him a comforting pat. But I want to sort of do an ocular pat down to see if this guy is carrying a weapon or anything. Last thing I want him to do is us leave him alone for a second and he blows himself away.
No, he doesn't have a weapon on him. He, like I said, he's got a t-shirt. It's pretty tight. You know, like I said, he's got a pretty good build. He's wearing jeans and slippers. That's straight up. That's it.
Well, I know that I dress rather nice, but each isn't checking that out. I know the handler keeps, you know, trying to insinuate something, but I was just giving him the ocular pat down to make sure he doesn't kill himself like doctors from previous episodes. We're just friends. Adesso and I are just friends.
Okay, well, once we get up to the room after this wonderful intellectual exercise of speculation, is there, what do we see?
The door is closed.
We open the door.
Okay, you open the door and you see a little girl's room. You see off to the far right a beautiful bed. It's got these sweeping head and footboards. They're white. They look like giant arches with these crystal balls at each post. You see the pillow and the comforter is pulled back. The sheets pulled back. You see a stuffed animal in the bed. You look to the left. You see a dresser, drawers closed. You see a vanity mirror that's affixed to the dresser itself. You see a little dollhouse between the bed and the other side of the wall. You see a window that's closed with the blinds closed, and a closet with the doors open. You see that there's clothes kind of strewn on the floor, like a two-year-old would do.
Got it. Are any windows open?
No. Closed, blinds closed.
Okay, let's open those first.
Okay. You want to open up the window itself, too, or just the blinds?
Let's open the blinds first.
Okay.
It's my suspicion, just between each and I, is that she was taken through a window. I don't think they came through the front door. I don't think they came through the house at all. I think it was done from the second story.
Okay.
I can go out with Mr. Stevens and ask him these things while you check the room.
Sounds good. And then the next step will be to go outside and see if we find any footprints or ladder prints in the area around the outside of the house. You know what I mean? Like we'd be looking for someone who put a ladder down and then climbed up it or something. Maybe not a ladder. Could have been anything. Could have been something, well, big enough to reach to the second story and take out a squirming two-year-old.
Each, as you leave the room, Adesso, you're looking out the window. You see it's closed, and there's a latch on it.
All right. Before I open up the window and draw back the shade, just take a quick look around the room. Does it remind me of my own two-year-old's bedroom, or do I notice something like maybe not fully conscious, but it's like, okay, that's weird. There's something off here. Do I notice anything like that? I should make a check of some kind.
Yeah, make an observation check.
Got it. 27. Under 45. Ooh.
It looks like every other two-year-old child's room. Yours, mine, everybody's messy, you know? Mm-hmm. It's got stuffed animals. It's got the drawings. Got the little easel with the chalk and stuff. But one thing you notice is really weird is you see a gray substance on top of the dresser right in front of the mirror.
Does it look like plaster? Or
no, it's a powder.
It's a powder, but not a masonry powder. Is it like a talcum powder, baby powder, something like that?
It's gray.
Gray powder, but not cornstarch. It's not flour. It's not talcum powder. It's not crumbled pieces of masonry.
No, it doesn't look that, no.
Does it look like it's a drug?
No, it's not. It's only in front of the mirror, and it's finely coated on the dresser, but only on the dresser in front of the mirror.
All right. Each will look up. Is there a hole in the ceiling?
No.
Okay, I'll take a close look at it. Any way to tell how long it's been there?
Unknown. Unless you knew what the substance was, it would be difficult to say what its decomp level is.
Got it. I'd like to save some of it. Do I have any way to collecting it?
You see there's little curio boxes and stuff that the child probably used to collect little LOL dolls or whatever they play with them.
Yeah.
Forget what my daughter used to use, you know, those little Shopkin things and shit.
Got them Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything. I'd like to... Is there any trash in the trash can, like a gum wrapper or something like that I could use to collect some of the dust in that?
Make a luck roll.
Alrighty. The luck roll's on a D20. I got a whopping 6.
6. Yeah, you don't see anything in the trash can. Nothing that would be useful.
Alright, I'll reach into my wallet and I look at the dust and take out one of the pictures of Santa and the kids, put it behind another picture, giving me an open envelope, and then I'll scrape some of the dust into that open envelope picture thing, and then close it back up, just enough to get in the bottom there. Then I'll put that in my front pocket so it doesn't dump out.
And you're getting close to this stuff. You're getting down, making sure that you don't spill any. Put it in your wallet. And as you look up and you look at your reflection in the mirror, you notice that there's a film of this on the mirror itself also.
Uh-huh. Okay. Does it look like fingerprint powder?
That's hard to tell.
Hard to tell. Okay. Well, then, it's on the mirror, too. Is it anywhere else?
Tell me where else you're looking.
Right. Well, got the dresser. Got the mirror. Is it coating any items on the dresser?
No.
The wall behind the dresser?
Nothing there.
Okay. I'll get on the floor and look under the dresser.
Nothing.
All right. How many drawers in the dresser?
6.
Start opening. Top one. All right. Let's start with the left, go down, start with the right, and go down.
You open each drawer in kind, and you don't see anything in there.
Gotcha. The surface of the dresser, with this dust there, does it look like it's been disturbed in any way?
It does just
a complete even coating? Okay.
As you're going through and looking at this dresser in the mirror and this substance, each, you're heading out to the staircase to talk with Mr. Stevens. He watches you leave his daughter's room and come towards him. He takes a final pull of the can and just sets it on the step.
Is he sitting down?
He's sitting down, yeah.
All right, may I sit down next to you, sir?
Please.
Okay, I assure you too, my fellow agent, Odesso, he's taking all proper care not to disrespect or disturb anything. We want to make sure that this room is ready for young Maggie when she returns. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. How did you find her missing? We just got here today, so I have not been able to talk with the detectives on this case. I apologize for making you repeat anything that's hurtful. But how did you first know she was missing, aside from her being missing?
I just went to wake her up in the morning, and she wasn't there.
The doors were closed. The window was closed.
Yeah, it's freezing outside. We're not gonna. We wouldn't have the windows open, and I make sure that all the windows are locked. Damn it. My work really cut back, and it really cut into things, and of all things, I had to cancel. It was the alarm system. Oh, my God. Hmm. Unbelievable.
Did you notice anybody or anything strange up to the days when she was taken?
No, in fact, Kathleen and I, we felt sorry for the other parents that lost children, but we were grateful that it hadn't happened to us. It's like it never hits home until it does, And now look, we're on that side of the line, and I say we're, but it seems like I'm going through this alone. I haven't seen her since this whole thing went down. She's, like I said,
that's
she's
3 days now.
Yeah, 3 days.
Do you know where she might be?
She's probably spending money over it. El Madam's place. She's been there 8 times in the past 3 days, and the only thing this woman's managed to do is siphon what's left in our bank accounts. And don't get me wrong, it's not about the money, it's about my daughter, but I can't help but feel that there's just something not right, you know?
Where is this Madam Sullivan located? I believe that my partner and I, after we're done talking to you, will go pay her a visit.
She owns a store in town. It's called Madam Sullivan's Scrying Eye. As you know, she sells stupid potions and shit. I don't know. I've never been in there.
I take it you're not a believer of the
no
magics.
No, I know Kathleen got a bug in her ear because I know some of the other parents of the missing children had gone to see this woman, and I guess she felt like she had this compulsion to do the same thing.
I see. How long have the three of you lived here? Have you been here long in Marblehead?
We've been here about 6 years. Business brought us here, and unfortunately the business dried up recently.
What business is that, by the way?
I sell home fitness equipment.
I see. And so you've lived here now, like you say, for 6 years. That's, I believe, some of the other children that missing were just around that time as well. So you've unfortunately had to see this happen to many of the parents. Have you had a chance to talk to these parents and maybe gauge what they think might have happened? Did they have similar stories of houses being locked, yet their children being missing when they woke up?
You know, I don't know the specifics of it, and I don't confer. You know, we don't commiserate with other parents that have lost their children. I don't know if you've ever lost a child, but parents don't bond over something like that. You know, ironically, when we relocated to Marblehead, we knew all this stuff was going on, though.
I see. And have any of these parents reached out to you at all in the last 3 days?
No.
Well, I have to say that I actually don't agree with what you said. I, for 15 years of my life, lost my son and just recently had them return to me, though not the same situation. There is proof that the children can come back. Maybe you just have to hope or pray, or help out as much as you can, but there is some sort of light at the end of that tunnel, and I pray that we'll be able to get Maggie back to you, and that's what we're here to do. That I'm going to talk to my agent here and see if he's almost finished. We can get out of your hair, and potentially he may have some questions for you too, but I thank you for your time. I'll pat him on the back and get up and go to Odesso.
Yeah, thanks. Odesso.
Does he come upstairs?
He's still upstairs. He's on the landing right next to the top of the stairs.
Odessa will gesture for Each to come and join him. Come on. Come on up.
You talking to me?
Yeah, Each.
I'll go to him, of course, yes.
All right, so Each, you remember Sweetness?
Yes, I do.
Remember how she was using the mirrors?
Yes.
Come over here and take a look at this. Tell me what you think. Brings him into the room, points to the mirror right over the dresser, and indicates the dust. And see, look, the mirror's right in front of the bed. Right? It's on the opposite wall. What do you think?
Well, I would say that if that is the case, then this is the first time that anything has happened the same twice. So while it could be a way, maybe we're missing something.
I don't know.
Yeah, there wasn't much that Mr. Stevens had to say either. Just a sad father. He said he hasn't talked with the other family members of the missing children. They haven't reached out to him. He's been here for 6 years. He said he was familiar with some of the rumors of missing kids back then, but I didn't really press him much on that. I didn't know if he was just talking. It didn't seem to be a flag for me to pursue deeper, but mayhaps there's something there.
Well, this dust in front of the mirror strikes me as familiar, and it's an ideal way to move.
We've gone through something similar to this in one of our previous outings, Odesso. Do you remember any of this gray powder being found at the mirrors of...
No, I don't, but remember, the Sweetness case only had the mom checking on the child and talking to the child through mirrors.
No, something
she didn't
came
try
out
to
of
go
them.
Through. Huh?
Didn't something come out of them too? That crazy thing that flew out and we destroyed the mirrors and...
With the flashlight, yeah. But that was at the end. During the whole time, the perp was using the mirrors as a way to communicate, not trying to go through them. And what tried to go through at the end was not the woman. So I have a feeling here that this is the next level up of that same kind of thing. Or the person's learned better instead of just communicating. Now they're learning how to get through the mirrors, get through and use them as a way to, I don't want to say teleport, but as a way to travel. So this seems to be the next step of the evolution or someone more sophisticated. But that, I don't remember any dust from that, from the sweetness case at all. But this is just too much of a coincidence.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's the operating theory I'm going on now. It would be nice to be able to go back into the old houses, but I have a feeling it's, you know, those sites are already contaminated. And it would be a very lucky thing if somebody would have mentioned it in any of their reports.
Hey, agents, you guys about done in there?
Yes.
Kind of like to be alone if there's a...
No problem. Do you guys lock these windows from the inside all the time?
Yes.
And on the evening in question, were the windows open at all?
No.
Did you notice anything strange in the room? A strange smell? A haze in the air? Anything like that?
No, my wife and I were asleep. Like I said, we didn't even enter the room until we went to wake her up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but when you went in, did you notice anything? Haze, smoke, dust, smell, temperature change, anything at all?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. You know, your mind's going 1,000 miles an hour when you look at your child's bed and you don't see her in it.
I can imagine.
Felt like we tore the whole house apart trying to find her, and keep hoping that, you know, you missed the spot and you'll still find her.
Oh, I understand. All right, just if anything else comes to mind, anything at all, no matter how odd it may seem to you, no matter how far-fetched or whatever, please let us know.
Yeah, I'll do that. Would you mind seeing yourselves out, guys?
Not a problem.
He passes you, and he actually enters the room, and he just lays on her bed facing the wall, gripping the pillow, and just let you guys leave on your own.
Right.
Okay, I have your number, Mr. Stevens. I will call you if I hear anything, personally. Okay.
Zones out.
Okay, well...
Let's just go outside before we leave and just see if there's anything outside the bedroom window.
Sure, we can go out there.
Mr. Walk, yeah.
I wonder what the cops were saying then when they were saying he was being, like, evasive. It's like, he didn't seem evasive. He answered everything that we did. Maybe he's just broken a little bit at the loss of his kid.
Yeah. Well, there must have been some reason he said that. Maybe there must have been something going on as to why the parents slept in so well. They may have been smoking a joint or, who knows, drank too much. Or it doesn't really matter. The point is, he didn't hear anything.
Yeah, and Handler, these are the notes from Detective Preston, right? Not Detective Wallace?
Those are the notes that Detective Wallace compiled using some of Preston's notes and putting his own together. Basically putting his own little touches on things of what he needed to follow up on. Basically wanted to get an idea of the parents and the children that went missing, who he thought were red flags, people that he needed to address.
Okay, well... I'm finally getting a little time to look at the lists, and it's like every person of note is either dead, out of town, or relocated. The two most recent parents are still in Marblehead. So there's Dashiell and Mary Fairborn that we can talk to 5 weeks prior to this case, and then Jonathan and Kathleen. We also should probably go see Witch Sullivan's Curio Cabinet, or whatever that was called. What do you think, Odessa? Where do you want to go next? Do we want to go speak to...
Well, I'm interested in what this dust may be. But I'm not sure how we get it checked or who we even asked to check it for us. And, of course, it independently may be meaningless unless it also existed at the other scenes. At this particular point, you're right. We should probably go and just... Do we see anything outside before we move on? Was there any indications of, you know, deep depressions like in the soil, like a ladder, or maybe something that was pushed in front of the window to get to the second floor access? Because I'm just not feeling the idea that they came through the front door.
As you look at the ground, you see that the second story window is up there. You look down, you see that there's hedges and there's flowers, although they're kind of dead. But doesn't look like anything's trampled.
And the fact that they're dead, my guess is they weren't, you know, I guess the plants that are dead and the car registration's independent of the kidnapping of his kid. I think that his income was going down as his business tapered off, and these were all systemic, and now it's at the end of the bad day, just before you go to sleep. Oh, guess what? Your kid's gone. So that sounds like it is. I don't think these are related to the missing child. I think it's like the afterthought, or it's the unfortunate conclusion to a string of bad events. Maybe that may be a factor later. Maybe if we explore this further, we'll find out all the parents were in, had negative outlooks on life, had negative bad things going on in their lives, you know. But it doesn't seem that way at first blush. We'd have to take a deeper look.
Well, I think we do all that as we're either driving to talk to Conrad and Dorothy Hauser, who unfortunately I had forgot about because their child is not missing. He was believed to be almost abducted. And that one completely fell off my radar because I haven't read my notes until just now. But we can
check them next.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, the other ones that have missing children, the children are gone. The one who is still around, that's the one we need to talk to because something didn't go right. And I'm thinking that a mirror got broken so the thing couldn't pop through or, you know, whatever. And this is me not talking in game. This is me talking to.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's why I'm being a little.
Well, those are good, useful theories. Something was different. Yeah. Let's go find out what it was.
Yeah. I think he would be the next one we go, or they would be the ones we go talk to next and not worry about the one that has the other missing child, because that child's already gone and it's been 5 weeks ago. We can talk to them later.
Conrad and Dorothy Hauser, those are who we're going to talk to now.
Yeah, Conrad Hauser.
Okay. Yeah. Ironically, that's who we sent our cop pal to go talk to.
Yeah, he sent Detective Wallace to go. He was going to
there too. We can always give him a call and find out if he's there. And we can also brief Heisenberg if we need to.
Well, not yet. We got nothing to tell him. The only thing we would ask him for at this point would be to do a search on the janitor or the handyman, and there's really no point to that. That guy may be a dead end. We'll find out if we need to come back to him. But for right now, let's go. Let's give our guy a call. Let's give the detective a call.
Phone rings. Picks up on the second ring. Detective Wallace.
Detective Wallace, this is Special Agent Odessa with Special Agent Kimura. We got you on speakerphone here. Just curious, have you had an opportunity to speak with the Hausers yet?
Yeah, you know, they had a weird story. I did want to say, good catch on that Hammond guy. Good job. I've got some officers on their way over to Children's Island. I think we're really going to hit pay dirt. You know, when I spoke with the Hausers, they had a weird story, and I got to be honest with you guys, I just kind of tuned out. It just didn't make a lot of sense. I think the dad's kind of a crackpot.
Well, maybe you can follow up with the Felix Hammond part of this, and we'll go take a crack over at the Hausers and see if we can get anything, because...
I hate for you guys to waste your time. He sounds like he's out there, but hey, go for it. You know, take the night off or do whatever you got to do. I'm going to follow up with this Hammond guy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Though, just be a little circumspect in your review of the evidence. I don't think he's our guy. Real quick for you, though, was anything collected from any of the ever previous kidnappings? That's the only thing I can think of calling as a kidnapping. Was anything collected forensically?
Oh, well, we dusted the place, dusted the doorknobs and the windowsills, and that's about it.
Did you dust the mirrors, too?
No, why would... I don't follow you guys. Why would we dust the mirrors?
Oh, we were just at the Stevens place, and we saw some gray powder on the mirrors, and we wanted to make sure that it wasn't some other substance. I think it was something that the detective or the criminologists did when they were dusting for fingerprints or whatever.
Left behind some fingerprint powder, yeah.
You know, I'll check with the forensics lab, but I don't believe that they dusted the mirror. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think it's fingerprint dust or something?
That's what we're thinking it is.
Also,
you just found the dust, and we're just now curious as to what it would be.
What else would it be then, guys?
Well, good we question. Just wanted to make sure. Of course, it probably is the right, residue well, from dusting. But also, if we could, do you happen to have any of the contact information for the previous detective on the case, Detective Peterson?
Preston.
I'm sorry, yes, William Preston. Do you have his information? I'm curious to find out why he bailed halfway through when it seemed to be that he had some good leads on this.
I think I'd mentioned it previously that his wife told him that she was done with his shit, from my understanding. I could look into it more if you want.
If I was just asking specifically for a contact information that maybe we can call him up and find out.
Yeah, you know, if you want, I could do a little more research on that, get back to you agents if you want to. Does that work for you?
Do a little bit more research on a contact info? You don't have that on your records?
Not on my phone, no. I mean, when he blew out, yeah. You know, I'm currently on my way down to Chandler Hovey Park. I want to be with those guys when they get to the YMCA. I want to be part of that. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, gotcha. It was definitely a good piece of luck that we had finding that guy.
Yeah, good job, agents. All right, I'll catch up with you later, okay?
Sounds good.
Good hunting.
Well, Edesso, he's did looking that for not raise any red route. Flags for you, my friend?
Yes, it did. He's looking for a quick and easy out, and he's just going to take the first step.
That could be to close it up nice and call it done, or potentially he may be involved because he seemed very... Questionable. He seemed very questioning about the gray powder. What did we think it was? Well, what else would it be? Well, unless it's the handler trying to throw us for a thing, then that guy's guilty.
Shoot him.
Edesso.
May have to.
Light him up.
I wouldn't put it past him yet. Yeah, I think it's a red herring right now. Let's not chase that. Let's follow up with our next group of people. Let's talk to the Housers. I have a feeling that's going to bear more fruit than anything else.
Yeah. He's painting these guys as a little crazy, a little crackpot. So what more reason to go investigate them? Because they may be onto something that he doesn't want us to know.
Yeah, that or it's just a lazy cop and doesn't care. He wants a quick, easy solution to what is a very ugly and public case.
How dare you defend the police?
Well. All right, we'll head on over to the Housers.
Okay, you punch in the address to Conrad and Dorothy Hauser, and it takes you about 15 minutes, maybe not even that long, to get to this house. You see, it's a nice, luxurious house. A lot of the houses in Marblehead are very beautiful anyways. It's a single-story house. Stretches out far in the back. Got wrought iron archways, got two white sedans in the driveway. Lights are on, porch lights are on, perimeter lights are on. And this is during the day, by the way.
All these lights are on. Well, there must be something to that. Remember, I point to each. You notice the lights that are on? And remember that our... Yeah, during the day, no less. And remember, our solution to the sweetness issue was to use the flashlights to kill the creature. Remember that?
I do, indeed.
I'm noticing a parallel here. Let's go in and say hi.
Well, part of me says I hope that you're correct, and part of me says I hope you're incorrect, because I do not wish to face another one of those.
Me neither. Now I'm thinking if that is the case, we're going to need some flashlights, because we don't have any, other than the small pen lights you and I got.
Yeah.
So you go up to the door, beautiful wood, knock on the door. A few moments later, this tall brunette woman answers the door. She's wearing yoga pants and yoga top. And yes, is there something I could do for the two of you? I mean, guess you're selling Jehovah's Witness tickets, right?
No, this is Special Agent Kimura. I'm Special Agent Edesso. We're with the FBI. We're investigating some of the disappearances of some children in this area. I know you spoke previously with Detective Wallace, but we have some follow-up questions on some things that he brought to our attention. May we step inside?
Detective Wallace?
Yes. You didn't speak to Detective Wallace?
Or perhaps maybe a Detective Preston.
Spoke to Detective Preston. That was a while ago. No, I didn't talk to Detective Wallace.
You not today, or you didn't speak with Detective Wallace today?
Okay, I didn't. Well, maybe my husband did.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, we don't mean to add confusion, but Detective Preston was...
It's cold out there. Come on in.
Thank you. Yeah, Detective Preston was the one you must have talked to, because this happened a while ago. But Detective Wallace is currently the one who's taken over these cases since the Detective Preston retired.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Connie, you see this fit man come around the corner? What's going on here? What's going on, Dorothy? Connie, these two men are from the FBI. Hello, I'm Conrad Hauser, and he holds out his hand to shake both of your hands in turn. What can I do for you?
Gotcha. We're just following up on some of the issues that were raised by Detective Wallace. Did you speak with Detective Wallace?
Yeah, about 45 minutes ago. He just came by and wanted to know if there were any problems. He had heard that when we spoke to Detective Preston, if there were any other lingering effects or any other ramifications. I said, no, things been good. And that was it. He said, okay. I think he was just maybe following up or something. I don't know. But he was
to follow up with you until we were able to make our way out here. We're new to this case and we're desperately trying to catch up. We understand that your son, Richie, is it? Richard?
Yeah, a little Richard Leon.
That's a great
He's a spike,
great
I tell you. 100%. You know, I love being a father. You know, it was he really was a miracle birth. I don't think that Dorothy and I thought we were going to have any kids. It wasn't from lack of trying, huh, babe? You old fucking cat. Well, and they kind of like josh each other around a little bit. And he's like, yeah, you know, Richie, he was a blessing. Came along at the right time.
Can we see his room for a minute?
Sure. Come on. You know, hang on a second, though, agents. What is it we're doing here? Let's cut to the chase of that.
We have 7 missing children. Your kid was not taken. It's an anomaly in this area. What we want to know is how your household is different than when anybody else's was.
But I don't understand why you're looking at my house. There's plenty of other families whose children weren't taken either.
Well, let me ask you this way. Was your child's room on the first or second story?
First.
Were there any... How did you stop the abduction, or did you?
How did you know that I stopped the abduction?
Well, we've read some police reports, but they're noticeably vague on details. So I'm wondering if you did or didn't. Obviously, there was an attempt, and it was foiled. If you could fill me in on some of the details.
Sure. They both get really quiet. And he says, Dorothy, why don't you go check on Richie, make sure everything's good to go, please. She leaves the room. One night we were asleep, and the house alarm went off. I got up, I checked around. There was nothing. I checked the security cameras. Nothing. The next evening, the same thing happened. I checked the cameras again, and I didn't see anybody. But I tell you, there was something that was on the video that I could not describe.
Can you describe it?
It was odd. It was like a mist of some kind. It seemed to drift along the outside of the house, and it stopped right in front of Rich's window, right beneath the camera. That was when the alarm had gone off. I checked in previous night with the same scrutiny and saw the same thing.
Now, when you say mist, that doesn't usually set off an alarm. Well, how is your alarm triggered?
Through motion.
Okay. Okay. Then what happened?
Well, the next day, I had gone outside and I inspected the ground under my son's window. I didn't find any footprints or anything, but I did find this, like, gray ash in the soil. Now, look, this is going to sound stupid, but I used to play D&D when I was young. And for some reason, it just sparked a memory, like some kind of a... know, like an insight close to my chest. And on a hunch, or rather I was reading a bunch of poltergeist and demonic possession type books, as well as a DMG, you know, and I just got this epiphany.
DMG?
Dowser Master's Guide.
Oh, you played before, Agent.
No, I haven't. I'm not a nerd. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to play that. Yes.
I've known to throw a D20 in my day, says Odesso.
I bet. Anyways, I just got this epiphany to cover all of my reflective surfaces. At this point, you look around and you notice there are like no mirrors in the house. There's no window panes in any of the pictures. They're just flat pictures.
No glass.
Is this when you started turning on all the lights to your house too?
Yes, I did.
And why is that?
Because I didn't want them to think we were asleep.
Didn't want who?
Whoever was scratching on that glass on the side of my son's bedroom.
Are you talking like some Salem's Lot type stuff? You remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, when we started hearing about the children and what was going on, originally we had Richard enrolled at Abby's Little Treasures daycare. And he turned 2, and then he turned 3, and now he's 3.5, and he still goes to the school.
He still goes to Abby's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and no, and you haven't had any other issues with this mist or anything since when? How long has it been? Since the last time?
About 1.5 years.
So, okay, so when he was 2, this happened, and since he's moved on in year, now he doesn't seem to have it, or potentially the spells of warding you've done here.
Is that
the right word? Spells of warding?
We took precautions. You know, we took precautions. No entry, no exit, except for what we deem. And we permit people into the house. We grant permission. And then at the same token, we can revoke permission. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I can assure you, I'm no Nosferatu, sir.
That's all right. I get a good vibe from you two gents.
Well, here's the... So
wait till the moon gets full, my friend.
So you removed all the reflective surfaces from your house, is that correct?
Except for in the bathroom.
Got it.
But we closed the door at night.
Understood. So your boy's room doesn't have a dresser with a mirror over it?
Oh, God, no, he's a boy.
Or a dresser, or does he have a mirror in his room at all?
No.
Okay. And when you went outside, you found this dust. Where did you find the dust?
Under his window.
Is there any on the sill?
I didn't look. I just saw it in the ground, in the soil.
What did the dust remind you of? Or could you tell what it was?
You know, my grandfather used to smoke cigars. And it reminded me immediately of his ashtray.
So, do you think it was ash, or was it like a dust of other kind?
I don't know. I mean...
Do you have any? I'm sure you probably would have...
No.
Secured some away, maybe?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to bring that in the house.
Odesso reaches into his pocket, takes out the plastic container. Did it look like this?
I revoke your permission of being on my premises. And I will see you next session.
I'm just saying, Tony, out of game, of course, I'm thinking that the way that they get these kids is they go through mirrors or something. I don't know if that's the way, but that's like the residue. That's why it's covered up, so, or has film on it. So I think wherever we go next, we need to check their mirrors and stuff like that. Like, especially this Witch Sullivan chick or something like that. Maybe she's got some kind of, but anyways, that's it. Okay. Sorry.
That's I just wanted to say that out too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, please. That's supposed to, anytime I raise my hand like that, it's kind of going to be for out of game.
That's a good thing. We've seen people go through mirrors before. That's not out of our realm of experience.
Or holes behind mattresses. So
you're going through the dressers.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us once again on Roll the Hard 20 Podcast. Remember, you can find us and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Audible. And if you like what you're listening to, be sure to leave us that 5-star rating and review. Don't forget about our YouTube channel at Roll the Hard 20. So if you're into watching and you want to help support this show, then head on over and hit that subscribe button. It really does help the show out. We can also be found in the wild on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so don't forget to look for us there and check us out. You can also contact the show directly at rollthehard20podcast@gmail.com or head on over to the website at rollthehard20podcast.com where you can download the current show directly, pick and choose past shows from our archives, or view our galleries. We've got a lot of stuff posted over there, so check us out. And finally, join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/rollthehard20podcast, where you can become a hard slinger and pick up swag. So until next time, keep your dice warm and your glass topped off as you roll those hard 20s.